USAX 473. WRWB 49, and we're standing by. Morning, Mike. WSHM 738. Yep, good morning. I'll be back. I'm going to get some coffee here. Yeah, I was just working on that myself. Go ahead. WSHM 738.
It's not like an asshole even want to talk. All they want to do is jam you guys.
Now, here we go. Yeah, terrible. Not going to be happy till they burn it down to the ground, Mike. Yeah, I just went to go walk away to get my coffee, and I'm like, oh boy, here we go. Not even 5 o'clock in the morning yet.
They're not going to be happy till they burn it down to the ground. How about it, Sam? You in there this morning? WSHF 567. I don't need the ID already again. How about it, Sam? You in there? All right, WSHM 738. I will ID anyways. It really comes down to one thing there, Mike. You either can't have this radio system, or some people can't have radios. I mean, either or. You can't have both. Doesn't work. Like putting a fox in the hen house. It doesn't work.
Okay, I'm back. WRWB 49. Yeah, I caught some of it when I was in there fixing up my copy.
Well, I got somewhere to be early a.m. this morning, but got a little while to drag my feet, so I got to be somewhere at about 8 a.m. today, Mike.
So do I. It's called work. I got to be at work at 8 today. But no big deal.
Yeah, well, that's all right. I actually worked yesterday. Unbeknownst to me at the time, I got a phone call with somebody I work with, and they were having trouble. And they had trouble the day before, but anyways, I tried working with them on the phone for about a half hour. I said, you know what, let me go jump in the shower, hang loose. I know you're there to do certain things, and you need this thing going, so I'm just going to take a shower and drive down. And he took me to lunch. They said, you don't have to do that. But anyways, I got home around 1:30 or so, 2 o'clock. And, but it was a fruitful trip because it worked, and he was able to continue. So, and I don't do that too often, so that was a rarity.
No, okay. Well, hey, whatever works, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, I typically don't work on weekends anymore. I used to do it years ago. I don't do that anymore. So, anyways, he appreciated it, and blah, 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 blah. So, it's all a good thing. This guy's a pretty good guy. You know who he knows? I'm not into this stuff, but you know who he knows and hung out with before he became famous?
Is it a local legend?
It kind of is if you're into it. I'm not into it. But, I guess the guy became a star. See, this guy was in the weightlifting, like, big time, like Arnold Schwarzenegger when he was younger type stuff. But, he's hanging out with a guy named, Nash. You know who that is?
Kevin Nash, is it?
Yes.
Yeah, he's like a, what's it, bodybuilder? I think that's the same guy that even went on to become a, you know, WWE wrestler for a minute. Or MMA, or UFC, one of the three.
Yeah, WWE, I think, or one of those wrestling things, yeah. Yeah, well, he was his buddy, and they used to work out all the time, and one day there was a big WWE event in town, and those guys went to work out where these guys work out, and they seen how big he was and how many muscles they had, and he said, they told him he could be a good wrestler. You ought to try out. He did, and boom, there it is.
Kevin Nash, yeah. Yeah, gosh, I haven't heard that name in a while. Then again, I don't really watch WWE. I mean, sometimes, you know, I'll flip through and I'll see it on, or that new one they have now, it's AEW, and then they brought back TNA, and yeah, it's all entertainment.
Yeah, well, I don't watch it neither, but my point is that these guys were buddies, right? This guy was buddies with him before he was famous, so that was the moral to the story. You know, I'm not a wrestler guy. When I watched it, it was in the early 70s, you know, it was time wrestling back in those days. So, anyways, yeah, look, he knows that guy. They're all in the same thing together, man. Bodybuilding, big time.
Oh, that's pretty cool. And I see, what is it? Woo Man is doing commercials. He must be hurting for money.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's at the end of his life. You know, that guy's got to be getting close to 80.
I think so. Yeah. You look at him now, he's all like just sagging, and you know, all that muscle deteriorated. He doesn't look like he used to.
Well, that's Father Time beating down on you, Mike. That's what that is, Father Time.
WFHF 567, good morning and monitoring.
Good morning and monitoring from WSHM 738.
Hi, Paul.
Yeah, good morning.
Morning, Mike.
Thank you. to be 50-something today, Sam. 50-something. Over.
It's a good thing. Paul, I don't know if you got social media, but I posted, you know, what my backyard looks like right now, you know, as far as work goes, and I got busy.
No, I don't do any of that social media stuff, Sam. I just don't. No interest in it. Never did.
Well, for a while there, I was supposed to what's going on at Sam's place, and, you know, I just haven't been posting. I decided to post one time this year, you know, maybe not one time, but, you know, for the first time this year, and, man, I got a lot of hits.
Oh, okay, well, there you go.
Over 100 views, so, yeah, you know, it helps me get busy sometimes. Other people call me from it, so it works out.
Nothing wrong with it. It just ain't for me.
No, I get it. If I didn't have grandkids and family out of state, you know, it wouldn't be for me either. I'd give it up, but it works for me.
Nothing wrong with it.
Normally, I like to go on there just to look at the stuff on Marketplace. That's about it.
I do a lot of surfing myself.
That's mainly what I go on there for, is just to pretty much just look at stuff on Marketplace or watch videos.
Hey, all I know is my truck works.
What did you say? Your glow plugs aren't working? You got too much water in the gas? The water separator is full of water? Or he doesn't have one?
I don't know. I don't have any glow plugs. They're still at the auto parts store. I haven't needed them yet. Although I could order the engine that had glow plugs, I had three choices. So when I bought, they didn't have the Hemi option out, but they had the diesel engine or the Pentastar V6 or an inline 4. Those were the three choices then. They didn't even have electric as a choice. That was the following year.
Yeah, I gotcha. They offered a diesel engine, eh? What was it, like a little four-cylinder diesel?
I really don't know, because I wasn't interested. So, I just know it was an option.
I'm wondering if it was that Eco Diesel that they were offering in the Ram trucks. Could have been.
Maybe. They tend to, like, make one engine and put it in everything, you know, or a few engines and put it in everything or an option for most everything. I don't know. That was more them than anybody else. I even hear way back when, you know, all the old classic cars that they had, you know, you can almost order with any engine they ever made.
No, if Chrysler used the heck out of that 2.2 and 2.5.
Yeah, maybe that's what they tend to do, and they, you know, but not a big Chrysler fan, so I haven't followed them for years, but I know people that know that, you know, when you ordered one of those old cars in the 70s, you could get almost any engine they made for it put in it.
Yep. Well, their most famous engine that was bulletproof was the Slam 6.
Right. Yep. That's I know a guy that deals with a lot of older cars, and I think he's talked about that Slam 6.
Yeah, it's a bulletproof engine that never dies. It's just like Ford's inline 300 six-cylinder. Same thing, you know. Bulletproof, it never dies. The body will rust out before it fall apart before the engine ever dies.
2-0 turns I have to do today.
What are you working on today, Sam?
Dixie Chopper and X-Mark.
Oh, okay. Sounds like zero turns.
Zero turns. The Dixie Chopper was the charging system. It got a sharpener blade this year. The other one's a hub assembly. I don't know how he did it, but I guess he stripped off the key, so the hydro pump on the left side is just spinning the tire. So he brought me a new hub assembly, so I can put that on.
Interesting. Yeah, how do you do that? Unless the key broke or twisted or something.
I don't know how one does this. It's quite interesting. The machine, he's the first customer that's ever done this, so how it happened, I don't know.
What is that thing, got like a supercharger in it? And he was doing burnouts?
They just harden their equipment. So I get the 2-0 turns done, I gotta get that four-wheeler off the table. The little four-wheeler's done too, I just haven't pulled it off the table. I gotta get this big 1000 back on this table. Take the rear tires off and do the upper and lower control arm bushings. Get that out of here today.
You need to expand and open up the electric lawnmower repair division.
Gotten lots of phone calls about electric mowers.
Not difficult. There's a few interlocks that could stop it from starting. You know, it's got a cutting blade. It's got a motor to, I mean, it's everything but a carburetor and gas, right, and an engine. It's an electric motor, a couple interlocks, a battery. Come on, man.
My old shop in Kentucky, Paul, we did some work and do electrical stuff. You know, drills, electric lawnmowers, stuff like that. I just don't feel like I need to.
Well, when they kick Trump out of office and they put Joe Biden back in, you're going to have only electric lawnmowers.
Got news for you. That's never going to happen.
They already tried that. People took a stand, though. I mean, there weren't too many people buying electric leaf blowers, electric lawnmowers. Heck, they even tried to push those electric zero turns for the landscaping market. It's like, how are you going to charge these things? I mean, you know, it's not feasible.
Hey, I have an electric leaf blower. It works great. That top-end Toro, man. It works great. You'd be surprised.
Yeah, for your house and your yard, and I'll try doing 20 others.
Yeah, well, they'd have to have a whole lot of batteries, Sam. That's the problem. And you see the price they charge for those batteries, too.
It lies the other problem. Now, how are lawn service companies supposed to use electric machines and work all day long? It's not going to happen.
You need a fleet of batteries.
Or they'll say, well, you know, use your power inverter and, you know, charge these batteries up.
You're right, though, Sam. It doesn't work in a commercial application too well. For home, that's one thing, you know. Yeah, it's another matter when you have sequential properties to do. That doesn't work too well. And I would agree with you there, looking at it realistically.
Realistically, I have about 25 lawn service companies that come to me, and none of them are ever going to go electric.
Yeah, as we just talked about, I get it, but you have people that probably just bring their homeowners that bring their lawnmowers to you, or home products like that, whether it's a snow blower or hedger or whatever, leaf blowers. I'm sure you get the independent guys showing up.
Well, I do, and I got a lot of people like that, and I got a lot of people that have electric equipment, and they tell them to take it to the shop.
You're letting money fly off the table.
Not really, because bitch sends work my way, you know, all the time. So, you know, if it's something that needs to get out right away and they can't get to it, they'll send it to me because they know I'll get to it.
Well, you got a good thing going on, so what the heck? You're making money. You're working.
Oh, I almost went to work for that guy at Howard's, but I don't like his attitude. The guy's a prick, so to speak. And I've heard that from a lot of people, and, you know, I just don't need to work for people like that.
Why would you want to work for anybody anyway? So you mean on the side, you know, he throws you some jobs. Yeah, well, he probably wanted to make all the money for doing nothing and wants to pay you probably bird feed.
That's about it. He wanted me to come to work for him for like 30% of the commissions, and I'm like, I could do better than that myself. Better this way, I make 100% of the money. WSHF 567. I don't have to line someone else's pocket.
Well, that's the right. I get it. So careful with the language, too, by the way, please.
Did I say something I wasn't supposed to? If I did, I'm sorry. Excuse me. Sorry. Totally.
It's the word you use to describe him, not being a nice guy.
Totally slipped my mind, sorry.
Alright, we might talk like that. We might confuse you for those other guys out here.
I got one guy yesterday, man. I tell you, whew, he's a hand operator, you know. Started swearing, and then he had the repeater shut down. I don't usually swear. I mean, I have a slip-up every now and again like everyone else.
All right, is this a friendly reminder, that's all.
Happens to me. I do it sometimes, too. It's like, I have to catch myself. It's like, damn it.
You said damn it a week before Easter. Wow. Anyways, I'm taking the money over today. I'm actually buying this repeater, I guess. It's been in the works for a couple of weeks, and I'm going to close it up and make it a private machine.
Oh, you got a repeater project you're building?
Sure, you built your on it. I'm buying it.
Oh, okay.
I'll close it up, make it a private repeater by invitation only, just like they did Troy originally, right? You couldn't get on it unless you were in the club.
Yep, I remember that. And then, of course, too, you had like a, you know, some type of membership thing, you know, through their website.
Yep. And they act. access is going to be turned on by code, and when they're done using it, you shut it back off. That way it eliminates people in between trying to jam the thing. Yeah, it's a good thing. You're using it, and it's all good.
Yep, copy that.
There'll be great accountability for the actions of a few.
Yep, Roger. Yep. Oh, well.
You know, I did some looking up on the law. Do you know it is not illegal to sit at a Tim Hortons because it's unsafe to drive and drink your coffee and eat your donut? So it is not illegal to sit at a Tim Hortons and drink your coffee and eat a donut before you continue your journey on the way to work. Did you know that?
I know that.
I'm just citing case law, just so you know. Now, however, it is illegal for you to drive to work drinking coffee and eating a donut. It's called the distraction law. Did you know that?
Yep. It is illegal. I mean, they can pull you over. If they see that your driving looks to be impaired, they can pull you over.
Do you know you can drive and talk on your radio and it's not a distraction law? Do you know why?
That one I don't. And I find that kind of interesting because they'll try to get you for a cell phone. But if you're on your, you know, like say your ham radio, CB radio, or any, you know, two-way communication device, yeah, they don't pull you over for that.
Well, I'm going to tell you why. Yes, you're right about the cell phone. That's a big one, right? That's the bigger problem, the cell phones. But the radio, because the police have to do it when they're driving. So therefore, if it's illegal for you, it's illegal for them.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. You think about it. Yeah, because they use the same style of, you know, of a two-way communication device.
Cell phone is certainly a big one, and that causes a lot of deaths right there, or major accidents, so.
Yeah, that's why I have the hands-free option.
Believe it or not, texting while driving. Oh, that's a real bad one.
Some of these parents need to have their head examined.
Ain't just the parents, it's the kids doing it too.
No, the parents, I'm saying the parents, because the parents are buying kids cars that they have no business having.
I watched an old lady yesterday with her grandson in the car. She's texting away, and the grandson's looking at me, and I'm looking at him, and I'm like pointing at his grandmother, and I don't think he got the gist of it, but yeah, she's just texting away, you know, not paying attention to the traffic around her. It's like, wow, man.
Yeah, very dangerous.
Not to say this is any better, but they say that sometimes texting while driving is worse off than drunk driving.
Probably killing just as many people.
Right, yeah. I mean, it's kind of the same thing, you know. You're driving a missile.
Yeah, well, there should be such thing as beginner cars for beginner drivers. Kids have no business driving Corvettes and IROCs and cars that have lots of power. It just shouldn't happen. lot of accidents where, you know, parent bought the kid a car, the kid's got kids in the car, and, well, they got an accident and killed themselves. Well, that's your fault, parents, for buying them a car they had no business having. My daughter's first car in Kentucky, I traded a 12-gauge, and I traded a handgun for this car. Chevy Cavalier. You know what I did? Lots of mountains and lots of hills. I took the stereo out of the car and put a CB radio in the car. That's what I did. No distractions.
Sounds like that one radio is a big distraction.
Let me guess, you bought her a Z24 Cavalier convertible.
No, it was a used car. I traded a 12-gauge rifle and a 9mm handgun for it. I gave him $150 cash on top of the two guns, but yeah. That was her first car. She never got in an accident. She never put it in six. She did good. And when she got her experience, I put her stereo back in her car. You know what she told me? Thanks, Dad. I didn't need distractions.
Yeah, WSHM-738.
WSHM-567.
Yep, WRWB-49.
Let's see, my second car I had, it didn't have a, you know, an expensive stereo. It was just a digital AM-FM radio, that was it. So when I wanted to get an upgrade, my dad's like, oh, no, you don't need no upgrade because that's going to distract you. You know, I'm like, how, you know? I got the upgraded stereo anyway, but still, you know. Yeah, I didn't see the whole thing about, you know, the upgraded stereo, you know, distracting while I was driving.
My first car was a Gremlin I bought from the East Island Alamo Club. I drove that car around for 4 years. Great car. I paid $300 for my first car.
What did it have in it? The, what was it? 252? Or 258? And I think some came with a 304.
I don't know what it was. It was a straight stick. The car sat up in the back. It had big, wide tires on it. They looked like racing tires with treads on them, but they were wide. A little bitty steering wheel, and the car just suited me perfectly. Spin the tires from block to block without even trying to, man. The car just had lots of power for a six-cylinder. I couldn't believe it.
I'm just sitting here at the kitchen table laughing about something there a couple of months ago. Can you guess what it is, Sam?
What's that, Paul?
That little joke we told out here that they took hook, line, and sinker and then were so vehemently mad when they found out it wasn't true.
Right, I remember that. The whole death hoax thing.
I didn't say nobody's dying. They drew that line in their own head. That's their problem.
No, I know that, but that's what they, yeah. Oh, boy. And they went on for days about that. It's like, well, wait a minute. You never said nothing about anybody dying, but they drew that line. And it's like, wait a minute. You just said, you know, call me, I got something to tell you.
We don't need to live it. I just think the whole thing's funny. You know what I'm referencing. You got it too, Sam, right? You know what I'm talking about. Yes. I could just tell you one thing. If I ever drop a movie called Dummies and present it to Hollywood and they take it, I know where I'm getting the actors, put it that way. Mike, did you do your taxes yet?
Normally I get them just in time, you know. I got so much going on.
Okay, I'm just trying to figure out the timing of it, so the answer was no then.
No, not yet. It's coming here within the next few days.
So I don't want to, like, go into an hour explanation of why you didn't or when you plan on it. I just asked you if you did because I'm trying to gauge the timing of the returns. That's just that simple.
Yep, I got you.
What's that, Sam?
Yeah, we already did our income taxes. It happened to me.
Even if I had this question yesterday, I couldn't ask it, Mike, with all the people that were out here.
Well, all the people that were out there, I don't even think they even have... Whatever, man. You know, I get where you're going with this.
Where I'm going with it is I just want to gauge the timing of the returns, right? And so that's it. Bottom line is, you know, I keep checking my bank account every day. I don't know when it's going to pop, right? So that's the question. There's no joke to it. I mean, well, maybe a little bit, but not really. I mean, primarily, I'm just trying to gauge when my return's going to come in. And so I'm asking people. Some people do it in February. Some people do it early March. I was kind of mid to later March, so I think it's going to probably be a week. What used to be normal is a couple of weeks, I think. So I just don't know with all the crap going on with the government, you know, you just don't know.
That's about what it took, Paul, a couple weeks.
All right, a couple weeks, so they're still on the same time frame. Over. Uh-oh, there's John. I only heard a fraction of his voice, but I know I'm a voice guy. I think that was John. John!
I want my return before I go to...
See, Mike, I got an ear for voices, don't I?
Well, you've been on here a lot longer than I have. But, yeah, you picked it off right away.
Yeah, I'm pretty good with whistling, too. I can recognize those. It's kind of the same thing, except higher pitched than a voice, typically. All right, there you go, John. Good morning.
Just wanted to use at least $10,000 in my pocket.
All right.
You know, so I can have a real good time there.
Yeah, well, you're probably down south of Detroit. Too bad they ruined it yesterday and got that repeater shut off the link. Otherwise, you'd come in onto Detroit, but, you know, there's no guarantees out here except they're going to get it shut off. That's the only guarantee.
Well, I'm on the 96 and running.
Oh, all right. Yeah, you're a little rough, so there's good areas and bad areas for you there. You just don't have enough antenna. You know, you never make a good jammer out here, not that you do that. You know, good jammer, you need 50 watts and an outdoor antenna.
An outdoor antenna, it'd be a little harder to jam.
That's true, too. You got a great point.
I mean, are you playing the victim here? Are you staying low power on an HD just so you can get jammed so you can crab and complain about it?
Yes. Yes! You nailed me. What goal do I have running an HD that works perfectly fine into this repeater, knowing it's just good enough to make it, and given the susceptibility of being jammed because of that, what was I thinking?
There it is. See, we got it figured out now. You're staying low power so you can play the victim.
I'm only playing the victim because I am the victim along with everybody else out here trying to use this system for which it was intended for.
No way. The purpose that it was intended for to talk? By the way, I need to ID because that's what we are using, 935.
Yes, HM738. Mike?
Yeah, yesterday was something, man. I didn't mention no names, just gave a brief generalization of what goes on out here, because somebody asked the question of why certain somebody doesn't come out here no more, and I just gave them a brief generalization as to why it happens, and of course, the idiots come out here screaming, telling on themselves. Go figure.
It would be the reason for the brains to sit back and shut up and but they come out here to try and defend themselves and prove themselves guilty. You know, it's like that old saying, Mike, it's better to sit back and be assumed a fool than to open your mouth and remove all doubt.
Them. Forgot what I was going to say. WSHF 567.
All right. Anyways, it's Sunday morning, and we're 1 week away from Easter. Is everybody excited? Everybody putting on a good dish at home?
I usually just go to my mother-in-law's. You know, she baked stuff for Easter.
Yeah, it was a double. Was that you, John? Go ahead.
So I guess everybody is, because some can dish it out.
What Polish dish are you having for Easter, John? An Easter bunny stuffed with kielbasa?
Cheryl asked what I wanted for Easter dinner. I told her, I said pierogi, kielbasa, and a ham.
Billy, you're a truck driver. I thought you'd be getting like a crave case of White Castles.
Well, that's only if I got to work Easter Sunday. So if I got to work Easter Sunday, I'll probably stop and get some White Castles on the way into work.
All right.
But the owner place after was a homosexual.
Yes, yes, they did say the guy that maybe abducted Nancy Guthrie was a metrosexual by the trimmed eyebrows, they were saying early on. Mike?
So a guy that looks gay, dresses gay, but it's not gay. And that's what that means. Metrosexual. Was the one that abducted, Samantha Guthrie's mother. Right?
Well, that's what they were saying early on, that because of his... the only thing they could see through the eye holes is his eye and his eyebrows, and they said it was trimmed up quite a bit or something. I haven't heard that description used lately, of course, that's kind of fell off the table with the war. And besides, that's going on for many, many, many days now, 5 weeks, 6 weeks, I don't know. It's kind of fell off the table a bit.
We went to Armando's for lunch yesterday.
Yeah, Armando's. Oh. I don't like Armando's. They're like Mexican Village.
Yeah, but the No Pins protest was right across the street at Clark Park.
Oh, did you go to that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, 240 years of No Pins. Let's keep the street going. We gotta get rid of this guy that thinks he's a kin.
That's right.
I know, but is it really worth all that time on a Saturday to go through that in the cold? I don't know.
Well, I dressed appropriately. I wasn't cold at all. Cheryl was nice and warm. As a matter of fact, she had her jacket unzipped because she was so warm. So, yes, it wasn't cold, and yeah, it's the least I can do for my country.
Let me know when they got a No Fool protest. I'll go to that one.
Well, that's kind of what this one was.
I'm glad I don't have TDS.
Well, neither do I. I just look at reality.
All right.
Mexican Village, that sounds good right about now.
Good food.
That was really good, too.
Yeah, it's good food. I like Mexican Village, so they got that one up there at 22 and Van Dyke.
Well, I prefer Mexican Village, but Armando's, like I said, was right across the street, so that's what we did. It was a million place, because they had people coming in from the west side I was meeting up with, and people from the east side, so we just met at Armando's and then walked across the street.
I don't know, but is that really worth all that time? I don't know. You know, if this was Iran, you would have been shot down.
Yeah, me and another 30,000 people.
Yeah, well, whatever it takes.
Well, you know, when the U.S. government says, "Go ahead and protest your government there," we got your back, and then they don't have their back, and 30,000 people get killed. But hey, that's just, you know, reality.
Well, you know, coming down to he said, she said, you know.
Well, I'm at the plant. I gotta get out and open my doors and call dispatch and switch trailers and all that stuff. So, carry on. I'll be back. WRUZ 935.
All right, WSHM 738.
WRWB 49.
No one's sounding off. WSHF 567.
There you go. Well, I'm going to probably in 20 minutes jump in the shower, I guess, and get that out of the way.
Are you leaving out, Mike?
Around 7:30-ish, somewhere in there. I'm going to leave out, you know, head out to my same old spot. Out there by the bay.
Another
Mexican restaurant I like up that way is used to be called Taco Loco. Now it's called Cholula Maria. It's up at 24 in Van Dyke. It's not a bad restaurant. It's just like Mexican Village.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, there's a lot of renditions of Mexican restaurants, so it's just all about what you like, you know what I mean? There's no right, there's no wrong.
I just found it odd. You know, that was the restaurant, I think I told you guys this, that when I walked in and sat down, John's beloved, friend, Sean Fain, was sitting, like, kitty corner, you know, behind us.
Oh, okay.
You know, you don't hear too much about him anymore, but for a while there, he was being investigated by the, his own union, plus the feds.
Well, it's because all those union guys are stealing the union dues, the real jokers that got caught with all the money in the garage.
Yep. Yeah, that happened a while ago.
Always some kind of scam.
It's like that movie I watched with John Candy and Eugene Levy, you know, where there were security guards. And the one guy was like, well, why would I want to join a union, you know, that's taking this much out of my check per week? Where's this money going? And then the union rep's like, look, if you're going to ask those kinds of questions, he's like, you know, something bad could happen to you. So just sign the damn form.
And that's about it in real life, too.
Basically, if you work at a union shop, you know, you're forced to join. And if you don't, then you don't work there. It used to be right to work for a while, but, you know, people protested. And then, of course, it got back on the ballot, and, of course, it, you know, it got voted back in.
Yeah, well, in my opinion, unions were a good thing a long time ago, right? But it turned over at some point. It got corrupt.
Unions are good for lazy people that don't want to work and drunks.
Well, that's the truth, and that's what it's turned into. That's why it's no good anymore.
Yep, my dad seen it, you know, many a times at the tech center. You know, the people that are honest, they get canned, but the ones that have been drinking or you know, just drinking or substance abuse or whatever, man, it seems like they get the upper hand. Heck, or the ones that they get hired in, they get their 90 days in, and they just join the union, and then they go out on medical to go get gastric bypass. And GM can't fire them because, you know, they're union protected.
I say you find a guy sleeping on the job, okay. You warn him once. Does it again, you fire him.
That's right. The union, just another way to take your money. Like the tax man don't take enough of it already.
Heck, we had a guy, when it was Farmer Jack, he had his own, like, little sleeping quarters in the back of the store. Inside, you know, well, he worked midnight. Or no, he worked afternoons, that's what it was. And then on midnight, he just, you know, when the midnight shift would come in, he'd be back there sleeping under the stairwell in the back of the store, but he was a drunk. And he went through the union program at least 5 times before they finally let him go. But it was like 5 times. They put him through detox. And it was paid for by the union, of course. And finally they let him go because he had threatened somebody, you know, And that was the end of the line there.
Yeah, well, he deserved it.
I'm sure he did. Yep, he'd go every day, you know, on his lunch break and go get a liquid lunch. Well, I'm going to take a standby here and get something and get ready. WRWB 49 will be standing by.
All right, I'm going to get ready to get in the shower here and pet myself. So we'll catch you guys later. Have a good morning. Maybe catch you in a little bit. Blah, 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 blah. WSHM 738.
WSHF 567, I'll be monitoring.
WRWB 49. WRWB 49, we're standing by.
Go ahead.
What's going on? You mobile two?
Yes, I am mobile file. Not bad for a guy that hides in his house 100% of the time, huh?
Yeah, right.
Going into my weak spot here, so give me a minute to get around the backside of the moon.
Roger.
Okay, I think I'm on the front side of the moon.
Yeah, you're coming in strong.
Alright, very good. 37 degrees out here.
Yeah, it's the same thing. Man, I'm doing like 55 down, you know, 60 mile here. You got people passing me at like 70.
Because you can't drive 55.
I got 1 foot on the brake and 1 on the gas.
That's it. Well, Sam Wardo.
Back during a time when, the national speed limit was like 55 or something. Every speedometer had a little circle for the 55 mark, or it might have been 65.
Well, there was an energy thing, right? And if you got caught going over that, they wrote you an energy ticket if it was like 5 over or something. Yeah, that was, I don't know when they did that. It was quite a long time ago, which they got rid of it a long time ago now. But that was all about the consumption of gas.
I knew it had something to do with, you know, OPEC and, you know, the embargo. And I want to say either Jimmy Carter or Jimmy Carter and Reagan.
Yeah, what do you think survives a crash better? You think like one of them old 1970 steel jalopies or one of the cars of today? I thought I knew the answer, and I was wrong.
It all depends. I want to say the jalopy from the 70s, but I'm probably going to be wrong on that, Mark.
You are correct, sir. That's exactly what I thought, and you are wrong. The technology that they put reinforcing everything has gone, way better than the old steel ice cutters of the day. Yes, so there you go. And there's YouTube videos on that too, by the way.
First person to actually come up with a lot of safety design ended up, losing his cow company, Preston Tucker.
Yeah. Wow. Nice seeing at this gas station over here, two electric charging stations, dual tandem charging stations. Those are probably those quick DC chargers.
Stations are like that. The one there, Front Road and Gresham's got one.
Well, they're becoming more prevalent for sure. I mean, when I had mine, mine was just an AC charger. And actually, it's a smart power distribution box, the level 2 chargers. The charger's actually inside the car, so it's a misnomer. But in any event, the DC quick charging, it's too expensive to have it at your house. So you're never going to be able to afford one, chances are, unless you're a millionaire or something. Then you might even need special power coming in to it that, homes don't have. You have 220, right? That's what you have.
I get it.
But I find it funny, so, the DC chargers, in a short time, you get a lot of mileage, right? Enough to get you maybe 50, 60 miles, right? But in a short time. But I wonder what that costs to sit there and charge, right? I don't think I want to be stuck at a gas station for a half hour or an hour letting this thing charge to get 100 miles distance, you know what I mean? But I wonder what it costs to sit there and plug into that thing, because it ain't free.
I know my dad told me because they got some up north, Consumers Energy put them in, and he told me what they cost, but I forgot. It's not cheap.
No, there's certainly a cost to it. They're not handing you that stuff for free. That's for sure. That's why I always thought the Volt was a good option. It's just too bad they didn't keep going with that thing and make it a little more luxurious and increase the battery size, which in turn increases the range, But I would never want to be stuck dead in the water without power. So, and the car will just sit if you can't charge it. So, the Volt at least had the 9 gallons of gas to run the generator when you were out of battery, so you could keep going forever.
Right. Yeah, these new cars, they're just fully electric, and it's like, okay, but what happens if you're dead and you're out in, say, the middle of nowhere in the Arizona desert?
Yep, you're stuck.
UP, there's an area where there's nothing. Just nothing but just trees. Maybe a rail spur, but that's it. Ain't a dime.
WSHM 738. I hope they got some food where I'm going.
The White House, they always have food there, you know. It's one of those places where they just keep on giving.
Yeah, well, I ain't going there. I am going somewhere. I just hope they got food. Hang on a minute, I gotta put on my seatbelt here. Driving right next to a state cop. I wonder if that's the one I used to golf with here. Hang on a minute. I just think you can't beat a good gas lawnmower for the power aspect. And I was looking at one of these Toro 30-inchers just to take care of the front grass or whatever, but I don't think I'm ready to drive the... I was borrowing my fake daughter's lawnmower, which is electric. It was a Ryobi. That works fine, but it's a pain taking it back and forth every week. And I didn't want to drive on the front grass because it all just got redone and brought dirt in and all that, and I wanted to settle in. But not sure I'm ready to drive on it with the zero turn yet. Especially if it's wet, you'll put ruts in it.
You can always build a way of manual power, a wheel type, you know, where you push and it cuts.
My Lord, that sounds like too much manual labor.
I used to have one of those, you know, it was made by Scott. Sorry, but you wouldn't catch me using one of them, man, ever again. I mean, if you want to work out, that's fine, but phew.
I should get one just as wide as my front lawn. That way I only got to make one pass and I can run back to the house and hide.
I've been told that too a time or two, that I park so close to my door so I could just run in the house.
Well, hey, I can only base it on what's being said, right? You know what I mean? So... I want to live their fantasy. All right, anyways, I think it's on its way to 55 today. Same speed you're driving.
You know, Aldo Nova once sang a song about life is just a fantasy.
Aldo Nova. It's a good tune.
I want to say he was out of Canada. I could be wrong.
He was a Canadian, that's true. Yes, before you were born, Mike, I used to listen to that tune playing a video game called Daxon.
Nope, never heard of Daxon for the Atari 2600. Nope. Yeah, I have. I used to play, I still own that game. As a matter of fact, brand new in the box, with the instructions.
Yeah, well, something like the original stand-up game. That game was pretty cool.
Yeah, mine's, well, the 2600 version is a little bit different than the stand-up, but same everything, just the graphics a little bit, you know, grabbier.
Yeah, very good. All right, I'm getting down here a ways. I'll let you go, Mike, and I got to situate some stuff in the car here. I got to so I'll catch you later and have a good day at work.
We'll catch you later. WR, WB, 49 will be clear.
Yeah, WSHM 738.
WSDU 202, good morning. WSDU 202, good morning. Good afternoon, this is WFLV 257, just checking in to see if I'm coming through all right, standing by.
7HR 566257, yeah, you're coming in pretty good. A little bit of static, but other than that, yeah, you're good.
So, oh, thank you, sir, appreciate it. I'm from the Clarkson area, so pretty new to this, just, yeah, appreciate the report.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, you're coming in pretty good. I'm over here in Mount Clemens. road area. The repeater is, you're probably talking off of, which I know you are, is off of Mount Clemens County building. So, yeah, you're doing pretty good from Clarkson all the way out here.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate it. It's just a little pulled up with a magnet mount for now, but I'm trying to get a more thorough in the vehicle, so hopefully get a little bit of improvement out of that. Yeah, nice talking to you.
Yeah, copy that, 257. WSHR 566, clear up your final.
What do you want to take Mother Nature to be a therapist? This tripolar stuff is for the road. WSIJ is pretty nice.
F861 Chris monitoring.
WSMF 861. I didn't quite hear what you say. All I heard was static.
WROWB 49, and we're standing by.
WSCU 202, good afternoon.
WSGG 772, Shelby Township, good after you too, my friend.
That base station you have over there set up sounding pretty good on this end.
Oh, thank you. I'm on the mobile now. I just got home. WSGG 772, Shelby Township, we're clear and home.
WSGU 202, and we're also clear.
WRNW 329, monitoring.
WRV 525, mobile.
WSME 336, testing.
working for you. Sounds good.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Sitting down Selfridge public access down here. Just wanted to test it out. Thanks.
Anytime. Have yourself a great day. 73, God bless. WSIJ 839.
WSME 336, I'll be clear.
SIJ 839 listening.
WSIP 284 and WSJS 896. You got a copy?
This is WSIP 284. Go ahead, 896.
284, how are you copying on this? I'm just trying to new antenna I got and just kind of tweaked it a little bit, seeing how I'm getting out there.
I've got you for the most part loud and clear here in my receive. There's just a little touch of static almost. It sounded like something was moving every now and then, static, but it wasn't covering you up or anything like that. Over.
Yeah, copy that. It's a pretty nice little antenna, pretty durable, a nice braided exterior on it, a lot of shorter than that Nagoya. Figured I'd just give it a shot. It should be good for MERS as well, if you want to try going on to MERS too.
Yeah, roger that. Sounds good. I will turn on my other radio here. This is WSIP 284. I'll be clear and heading to that frequency.
Copy that. Thank you for the radio check. Signal check 284. This is WSJF 896. I'll be clear. WSIP 284 from WSJF 896. Copy.
This is WSIP 284. Go ahead, 896.
Hey, how's your copy on that? Standing outside now.
That's super clean. It sounded like some wind came across or something, but it's sounding a bit cleaner than it was before. It didn't really sound bad before either. I'm just trying to be critical, over.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. No, I had it in the middle of my house. Now I'm just standing out in my front yard. There is a little bit of a breeze, but not too bad. But just trying to give this a fair review or a fair trial here at this new antenna.
Copy that, man. It sounded good. It sounded really clear. I didn't get any of the static, and I didn't hear any wind or anything on your last transmission. Over.
Copy that, and I'm glad to hear it's working here. Might be a... technically it treated me well, but I figured I'd try this other one out. So I appreciate the call back. WSJF 896, I'll be clear.
Roger that, 896. Good to hear that one is working out for you, considering how mine went. That company did give me a refund, no problem, though, by the way. So if there was an issue, I'm sure it wouldn't be a big problem. But this is WSIP 284. I'll be clear monitoring.
Yeah, difference here. I tell you what, let me straighten the antenna back out here and see if you get a difference.
Roger that, I'll be standing by.
WSIP 284, how you got a copy now?
It sounded good. I think I don't know if we got another station out there or somebody chunking in between that is giving a little interference, but it's sounding really about the same as your last transmission sounded, over.
Yeah, copy that. Fully extended, I was getting about 2 on the SWR. When I had it oriented the way I did, I was down about 1.2, so it was a significant difference as far as the nano DNA showed, but at least it's getting out there, and it's quite a bit shorter than the Nagoya.
Pretty cool, man. It sounds like if you can run it folded like that, basically, with the better SWR, it doesn't really sound, in terms of the quality of your transmission, it doesn't really sound any different, so you may as well, at least here on GMRS.
Yeah, it seems a little bit more durable, too. I'm a little hesitant on that big lung Nagoya about pinching it or folding it and clipping it on something, so nice to be able to see I can fit this down to a smaller profile.
I
absolutely, copy that. That's why I was into them to begin with, that, and it was supposed to be some immaculate antenna, basically, but the durability, I would say, is absolutely better from the one that I had, even.
Yeah, that's why I was looking at it. But definitely appreciate the call back, Alex. You have yourself a good night, and it's the WSKF 896, clear upon your last.
All right, sounds good, John. You have a good night as well. This is WSIP 284. I'll be clear.
WSBU 202, good evening.
Hey, what's up, Scott? WSAL 946.
Hey, what's going on, Ralph? Long time.
Oh, not much. Just trying to figure out what I'm going to do with myself the rest of the night. A little dinner, I mean. I don't know, YouTube it, I suppose.
Yeah, it's Sunday night, man. Time to wind down, get ready for the week's work for me, that's for sure.
Yeah, roger that. When did I hear, it must have been yesterday. Well, I ain't gonna talk about it, but I was listening. Fucking people were saying, excuse me. People are crazy.
It was funny, man. It was funny for sure. I think I peed a little bit.
When are you going to buy that backhoe?
Yeah, man, it ain't a bad price, eh, man? $9,500. It's another, I think it's 5-6 years delivered, right, from Georgia, I do believe.
Well, you know, a piece of equipment like that, you know, you can always sell it off later once you get everything you need to do done. Get most of your money back.
Yeah, well, I was kind of deciding, you know, what I wanted to get there, you know, because and they have a lot of logs to be moving around and milling and that, and I think they wanted another 1,000 for a log grafter to go on the front of that, right?
Well, it'd be worth having. You're gonna start building log cabin and stuff.
Looking between equipment, you know what I mean? That'd be good for plowing the driveway too, you know? Whatever else you guys do, just dig some ditches, you know, to put a footing down, you know, to start building on. So that'll take care of that, the backhoe on the back. So I'm kind of thinking that's the piece of equipment I want, man.
Hell yeah, scoop on the front, move things around. Yeah. Heck yeah.
Other than that, Ralph, what have you been doing, man? Staying out of trouble, not chasing all the women around town?
Jeez, since St. Patrick's Day, they've been hiding out. I can't find them now.
Oh, that's right. That just passed, didn't it? Yeah, I missed that one.
I just take it real easy. Ain't worth my trouble anymore, you know. I'll let them come to me if they want to. You copy?
Yeah, I've been kind of spending my little bit of free time. My brother's in the hospital, man. They're waiting to do a heart valve transplant or whatever the hell it is they got to do, you know.
Oh, boy. Sounds complicated. Heart valve. Ooh. I don't know much about that stuff, but it doesn't sound good.
We'll try to make it short here. You know, he had back problems, so they did operation, put a couple cages in his back, you know, a few years back, and then not too long ago, right here on 10 Mile and Cratchit, some drunk lady slammed into the back of him, and then probe he had in his back popped out, gave him problems. That's what got him in the hospital. And in the meantime, they found, he's in rehab right now until the 28th, but they've got to go back in and get the surgery on his heart. But them probes popped out of his back and gave him some kind of infection, you know. That's what got him in the hospital, you know. Thank God then they caught the valve problem, you know.
Yeah, that's crazy. Well, you hate to say the accident was a good thing, but, you know, they found the situation anyway.
Yeah, it's something he's got in his back, and it's got probes in it, and it, I think it shoots morphine in his back or something, man, off his phone. I really don't understand that one, but, you know, I think that's what he said it did. Somehow, took care of the pain anyway.
Wow. He's been through a lot, it sounds like.
Yeah, I think when he was a little bit younger, I think he had back surgery, two surgeries in 2 days. They put some cages or something like that on his back, right? Played hockey most as well, it's all bowel meds, and that's what caused his back problems, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, well, hockey. Especially old-time hockey, it gets pretty rough. It used to get pretty rough.
Yeah, I think his last time out, he was, rollerblades or something like that, you know, in the summertime, and then ice in the wintertime. I don't know, man. Dude's crazy over hockey, man. I don't know. He's a very angry person. He was.
Yeah, copy that. Hey, I'll think about what I'm gonna cook me up for dinner here, bro.
All right, Ralph, it's been good, man. WSEU 202, and we'll be clear on your final. Go get yourself something to eat.
Yeah, good talking. WSAL 946, I'm gonna go clear, brother.
Yeah, man, you yourself a good night. Yeah, I got a big old concrete job starting tomorrow, man, so out in Rochester, so I'm going to be busy, man. My God, here we go. WSEU 202, we're clear. Thank you.
WRWX221. This is WRWK542. Do you have a copy?
WSHF 567. Monitoring. WRVJ 258, listening.
WSIE 375, Matt, monitoring from Clinton Township.
Station 375, here is Whiskey 1, I'm sorry, WRVJ 258, listening.
You're coming through nice and clear. I'm utilizing the Mount Clemens repeater. I imagine maybe you are as well.
Yes, sir. I'm accessing the Mount Clemens repeater. I'm located in East Point. Name here is Jim.
You sound great. I'm in Clinton Township on a Radio Ditty 25-watt base station with the midline antenna.
Very good. Well, it's making a very good signal into the repeater from Clinton Township. Not a surprise. You're not too far from the main receiver, main repeater receiver site. I'm, like I said, I'm in East Point, so a little farther away, but using an indoor antenna at the moment. But seems to be working the path from Mount Clemens to East Point is pretty clear.
Yeah, for sure, super clear. I'm also using an indoor antenna. I have my setup on a cookie sheet so I can take it between my house and my car. Anyhow, yep, you sounded great. WSIE 375, have a good night. I'll be clear after your last.
Okay, very good. I've got a mobile radio here using a 12-volt power supply and a mobile antenna on a mag mount that is on my cast iron radiator in my living room. And this radio pretty much stays where it is all the time, within arm's reach of my easy chair, because I'm an old lazy guy. Okay, we'll catch up again. Have a good evening. This is WRVJ 258.
Thanks, you too. My setup's right next to my lazy boy as well. Have a good evening. WSIE 375.